Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, buddy.
And
how are you?
Doing good. And Richard is traveling, as I understand it, but we have Dale here. Are you there, Dale? How are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing just fine. He's decided to spend some time with his son, so he's more than welcome to it. So he's traveling.
Oh, great. Well, welcome, everybody, to the show. Psychic Dale Shear is here to save the day. Hopefully give you some guidance, good news, or let you know if you're doing something wrong. Right?
What? When is your birthday, Barbara?
August 21st.
Oh, okay. August 21st. That's the day I get my surgery. What day is that?
That happens to be a Monday this year.
Oh, good. Well, we can celebrate on Friday.
That would be good. Yeah, just a little shout-out is all I need. I don't need a whole special show designated to that. Because it's always a busy day. It's always busy, and it's 5 o'clock when everybody's getting ready to go party for the birthday party. So the birthday shows, I don't think they're such a great idea. But Johnny did ask me if I wanted one.
Well, I will tell you that that previous Friday, the 18th, would be the anniversary day for the show. So it would be interesting.
I know, it always is, but we decided not to do an anniversary show because it's really much to do about nothing. Yeah,
you're right.
Everybody who has a radio show do an anniversary every time they turn around? No.
That's true.
Okay,
I agree.
Happy anniversary.
Totally.
Now what's the show going to be about, you know? Same thing.
Totally agree. Hey, tonight is the Mega Millions, you guys.
Wow. Everybody's talking about it.
It's
I'm going to 7-Eleven. Is it too late to buy a ticket, Dale? And how much is it? Because I feel so stupid going in there. I know nothing. I don't even know how to order one. Can you just tell me? Because I'm going to do it
We've gone through this 100 times. Go to any 7-Eleven, go up to the counter, and ask for a quick pick. Quick pick.
What is it called? What?
Quick, Q-U-I-C-K, pick, P-I-C-K, for Mega Millions.
Okay, so both of those I asked for, and
What time are you at right now?
I am at 5 o'clock.
Okay, even at 6, that would be, you're okay, but you can't go really past too much to go get one. How close are you to a 7-Eleven?
Like 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, right after the show, run down and just go into the store and go to the counter, ask for a quick pick of Mega Million. That's it.
Okay. How much does it cost?
$2. $2.
Okay, because I did go in the other day, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, I don't know what to order, but I want the big one, you know? I want to order a ticket for the big one. And he said, well, you could get this one and that one and this one and this one, and this one's one and two and four and $7 for this one. I said, forget it. I'm going to go wait till Friday and ask Dale again how to do this. So
It's one of those things that I just never really got into
because I always thought I'm never going to win, but maybe I would win.
Yeah, that's true. $2. I mean, you know, even though the odds are 1,000,000,000,000 to 1, those are my odds, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm a lucky person.
No, but
well,
I mean, 1,000,000,000,000 to 1.
It'd be really dumb not to
Pardon
do it.
Me?
And where do the rest of these proceeds go to? Somewhere good. So, California.
Well, like the government takes half. So if it's a billion, they take half a billion, okay?
You know,
I don't know where it goes to.
I was going to make a point. If this jackpot gets to $2 trillion and surpass, I mean, sorry. $2 billion. If it gets to $2 billion,
yeah,
then that means that somebody is going to walk away with $1 billion after taxes.
Right. Well, it's hard to say. Where are we at? 1.25 right now?
1.35.
Oh, 1.35. It'll take a while for it to get to $2 billion. I've never even heard of whatever.
It has.
I was up at Lake Tahoe the other day, and Richard's children were there, so I took them for a ride around the lake, and we stopped at all these 7-Elevens to pick up some tickets, you know. So we had fun, and we went to Emerald Bay, and we went all over the lake, and it was beautiful. I mean, we're talking beautiful. It was in the 70s, and oh, it was gorgeous, but there was a lot of people.
That sounds wonderful. And where did he fly to go see his son?
He didn't fly. They're driving. They're going back to New Mexico.
That's a lot for a 94 Richard's going to be this month?
The 95 on the 13th.
Wow.
I don't know what day that is. I don't know what day. I'm hoping he's going to be on the show Friday. I don't know. I'm hoping.
That's a Sunday.
Oh, well, I guess it's not going to be Friday. I don't know. It's 14 hours from Nevada to New Mexico.
And he can handle that long drive? Are they doing it all at once?
No. He and I have gone that route several times. And he's always ended up in the hospital, so I don't know what to tell you. In Elko, but they're stopping a lot, so I don't know. I mean, it's
a
long route.
That's a lot for a 95-year-old that traveling like that in the heat. But let's just, put good thoughts
out
there.
Wants to.
We miss you, Richard. Hope you're listening.
I hope so too. It's just that it's important he'd be with his son, so that's good. So what's going on with you, Barbie?
Well, another one of your predictions did come true for my life.
What's that?
Well, you said
what?
That I was going to get good booking. I did. 2 days ago, I got booked for doing all the ads for Niecy Magazine and doing the model in the middle for it, for the magazine, which is the equivalent of being like a Playboy, Playmate, Centerfold in Playboy. Well, his magazine, you have the model in the middle. It actually has a centerfold that folds out. So it's very similar because he used to be a Playboy photographer searching for the college girls. He did all that. So, and I shot with him so many times for catalog work. He's so amazing. Anyway, the client actually asked for me by name. It wasn't even through him. It was weird. So your reading on me when you said I'm going to get a good gig, and I think you even said, I have to listen back, but you may have said Vegas. I think you did.
I can't remember. When I say things, I don't remember.
I know. That's fine. That's why we have a radio show. It's all recorded. We can look back and see. But also I got another thing, too. So September, then I fly to New York and
actually
New Jersey, but I'm going to go over to New York to visit my friends because I'll already be there for an autograph signing. So yes, I'm going to be in Brooklyn, New York with my girlfriend from fifth grade. She moved there. Your neck of the woods.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. That's super, super good. And that's September. That's good. So what's a book signing for? Is that for your cups that are coming out?
It's not a for books. It is an autograph signing, so like 700 photos. It's really just for the autograph dealer. He's out there. He does a lot of shows, but there's no show to do. It's not a meet and greet type of thing. It's just me going out and just signing a bunch of stuff. He could mail it to me, but I actually want to go out there. I've been needing to go out there to see my friends.
Well,
so, the
September. No, September is a good time of year to go back east. It's wonderful. It's fall.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's the fall of the year, and it's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Because
so
I was going to try to go earlier, and it didn't work out to go in August. So because I was trying to get this done before the school year, because I'm going to have to take my child to school every day soon, and I'm trying to get out away all these things that are going to take time days away from her. I mean, this is serious. She's going to
how come
go
you
to gotta, school.
How come you got to take her to how come you got to take
she's
her
not,
to school every day?
She's not going to do the online school anymore. She's going to go back to regular school. And they say it's
yeah,
the best
why
thing
do you
for
got,
her.
Well, what do you got to take her for? How come?
Because there's no bus to that school and or any school that she's gone to around here. She's not on the bus route to go, but she could probably take the city bus. And I did check that out, Dale. She takes that almost every day anyway. So, but it, you know, just for me to make sure she gets there, that's why it's important when you have a kid who actually doesn't really like going to make them go, to get them there on time. So for me to be out of town and then just say, hey, take the city bus to school, yeah, let's just cross our fingers with that one.
No, I think it's good you take her. I think it's really good. But you have more money coming your way, and you're going to have a lot more offers than what you have now from these gigs that you're doing. But
well, thank you. Everybody can order one of my mugs already. Perfect10mugs.com. Just go there and order. $8, you get my mug on a mug.
question. Question. You told me this weekend you were going to go out by yourself.
Oh,
and
no,
see.
You remembered.
Yes. What happened?
No, I did not do it. And I was hoping you would. I'm not going to lie. No, I didn't go out by myself. But I actually abstained from even having any alcohol. So there was, like, I didn't want to go to a bar or anything. And I really am on a strict diet, so I didn't need to eat dinner out. So I just worked, and I worked and worked. And it was actually fun. But Dale, oh, my gosh.
I
have this new friend in my life. See if you can feel any vibes. She's so great. She's the one doing the mugs deal that she's hoping to make a lot of money, and maybe that's where the money's going to come from. But they've done major research with this. And so what do you feel about the mugs specifically, though?
You need a lot of advertising. As long as she can do a lot of advertising, it'll be great, and you will make a lot of money. But it has to be advertised. My voice is going again. It's dry in here.
I just want to give the mugs away. I already sent one to Johnny.
Well, I want one.
They sent it to Johnny. They're like three people. So I did my dad and then Curdy, because he has a modeling agency. So I thought he could get tons of models to be on the mug because it's one of those things. Whoever signs up under you, you get, like, the percentage of their mug sales. You know what I mean? So they want to for you to be also the major promoters of this, you know? So that takes a lot of work off of them because they already want me to hold the mug up and do a little ditty video for it, which I can do. It's fine.
Our commercial.
And another great thing. What?
Our commercial.
Yeah, I'm doing a commercial for
commercial.
It.
Commercial. That'd be cool. That's going to be fun. You're going to make a lot of money.
And then I just
got a
call from my dentist, who is one of the top dentists in Beverly Hills Cosmetic, you know, and he is doing everything for me I want, anything, you know, carte blanche, just to use my photos that he took of me with my teeth and all that. And he had to only do one veneer. And then I get the free whitening, the whole shebang. He's even doing, dentists can do Botox and filler below the nose. Did you know that?
No. Explain that.
Because
that's scary.
All that goes together with making the mouth, as cosmetic dentists do, they want to make the smile, the whole mouth, so the lips matter, the area around the mouth matters, which they could add Botox or filler to. That's why, and it's big business, because why go to two places when you go to the cosmetic dentist to get a teeth whitening? Why not have him just touch up whatever you do? Like, I go, well, I don't do any lip fillers. You know, I have before, but he's like, no, don't you want it? Don't you want it? And I'm like, okay.
No.
I mean, how many people usually have to before? I've gotten it for 30 years. I love it, but I don't want to spend money on it, so I don't have to now.
Barbara. Hello, Barbara. Don't do that. It's going to mess up your lips, which are so perfect. Don't do it.
But I already have it in my lips. I already have
done
it.
That's it. I know, but
they have to
sometimes
do a little drop here, a little drop there, because when it dissipates, then it doesn't always, it's like hair grows at different lengths, same thing. That's all they do, a tiny little touch-up. It's not a big deal. Probably billions of people are doing it every single day.
And I see you going blonde.
So weird, because yesterday I made a hair appointment to get my hair colored, because it's time. Wow.
And I see it blonde. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to pop.
Thank you. And I love this lady. And I just got a spray tan. And so I'll have a great smile. Everything's coming together for my birthday celebration. So I have the new friend that's going to take me out with an old friend saying, I'm taking care of this. Wow, what a nice friend. And then, you know, I've had very horrible birthdays the last couple of times, if you guys remember, because I always tell you about it.
So have I. Yeah. So have I. I had three COVID ones. I mean, COVID landed on my birthday three times. So I've had cakes that said COVID 1, 2, and 3. So
it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I have not had good blessed. The last few times I haven't had good birthday either. So I know what you're talking about. Hey, Johnny, do we have any people?
We do. We have quite
a
few.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. Hey, people.
Are you ready for your first caller?
Yeah, but Johnny, you want to give out the phone number, please?
Sure. 516-531-9874. Okay. Patricia, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Share.
Hi,
Patricia.
Hello. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm from New Mexico.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's wild. All right. What part of New Mexico?
In the Albuquerque area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Richard's heading toward Farmington, New Mexico.
Oh. Wow.
Which I have been to New Mexico, and I like it a lot, you know, but, and it's a lot like Nevada weather-wise. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
But you guys get tornadoes and hurricanes, don't you?
No, no hurricanes. There's no water here for that.
Maybe some parts,
but not really. No big tornadoes here.
Okay. I see you going to school. Unless this is the past, I see you going to school. I see you counting or doing something with money. I see you trying to make up your mind of where you want to stay or live. Did this already happen in the past?
Well, school, I've been, of course, I've graduated college a long time ago, but I'm not, who knows, I could end up going back to school, but it's interesting about how you're saying I'm trying to decide where to live, because I'm having some issues in my neighborhood, and I've lived here for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
And I want to live here, but sometimes I just want to move because I don't like my neighbors. They I don't like the weeds and the dust around here. And I try to keep my yard really beautiful and clean, and I get a lot of tumbleweeds coming in, and it's from the neighbors. And I'm just wondering if
how
that's going to end up cleaning up.
How can tumbleweeds be from the neighbors? The wind blows it.
Well, the way it happens is if you're on an acre property and if you take out the natural habitat, weeds are going to come. And if you leave those weeds there in the fall time when they dry up, they blow in the spring. And the only way they blow is if the people let them grow on their property. I don't let weeds grow on my property. I get rid of them. So I don't.
Well,
have
you talked to them at all about this?
Well, you have to go through code enforcement, and I've already called code enforcement, and so far they haven't done anything about it. And these people are brand new. They just purchased the property across the street. And they haven't been there for a while, so I'm wondering if they're going to clean up their, by law, they're supposed to, they're not allowed to let their properties get run down with weeds. They're supposed to take care of it, and they haven't yet. So.
Well, I can tell you eventually they will, with enough people yelling and screaming at them. You just have to write letter after letter. But the whole problem that you face is, you know, is it going to get way better? No. I don't know. Do you want to sell your property, or what do you want to do?
Well, I really don't want to move, but if, I mean, the city won't let me put it, large, tall gates or tall walls to, you know, keep the weeds and the dust from coming into my property. So I might want to move, but I really don't know where to go. And that's where I'm trying to make up my mind. So you are correct about that.
Okay, what are your options?
My option is either to stay here and deal with it, or and
mm-hmm.
continue to complain, or to move, and I really don't know where to move. I mean,
no, but wait.
I'm afraid to move
where?
Because, yeah, in the same area. I really need to stay in the same area.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how I would handle this. I would go over to their house. You know where they live. I'd bring a cake. I'd welcome them to the neighborhood. And, I would say, you know, is it okay if I discuss something with you, and be very nice and explain, because I don't think they understand, you know, what they're supposed to do. So I would handle it that way first. And if that didn't work, then I would start writing letters. And if that didn't work, then I would consider, you know, moving.
Well, I've already called code enforcement, so that's already been done. Code enforcement is in the city. They go to their house and they tell them that they need to clean up. But these people, they purchased the property and they took off. I don't know where they went. They haven't been there in months. I don't know if it's a vacation
that's
property.
Weird.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Probably vacation.
Yeah,
probably vacation,
so they probably don't know they have a problem yet.
That's probably very true. But is this going to be resolved soon? No. It's going to take a while. So you have to make up your mind how you want to handle it, or close your eyes and just don't look and just do your own thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. A lot of work.
I
understand. It takes a lot of time out of my, when I could be doing other things, I'm having to be out there pulling weeds, getting rid of the weeds, burning weeds. And they're not my weeds. They belong to
I understand.
Them.
I understand. But you know what? That's life. And if you want to stay there, that's what you'll have to do. So
yeah.
Anyway, I thank you for calling, sweetheart. I've given you three options. And you can pick whichever one you want, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I think Barbara got disconnected.
What?
I don't know if she got disconnected. But she'll
why does this always happen? Why does this always happen?
I don't know.
And then?
I mean...
text her, do something.
Let's see here. Let me text her.
You're doing dead air.
I know,
Johnny.
I know.
Do you have other callers?
Most certainly do, yes. I can put
okay.
The next one on if you like.
Yes, so that... Give your number out, please.
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. And Sandra Kay, you are live on the air with Psychic Gail Scher.
This is when I had, you know, wished I had Richard, but that's the way it goes. Okay. Sandra Kay, hi.
Hello. Hi.
Where
how
are you calling
doing?
From?
Thank you for taking a call. I'm calling
sorry,
from Georgia.
Where are you calling? Georgia. Okay.
Georgia.
Have you ever lived back east?
Yeah, I actually born and raised in North Carolina, but I live in Georgia now.
Okay, but North Carolina is not back east. You know,
it's east for me.
You have.
I'm on the East Coast.
Okay, you have a New York accent. That's what's so wild.
Okay. Wow, okay, yeah.
Okay, so what's the deal? What do you need to know about Georgia? What do you need to know?
I am wondering, presently I am working. I have two jobs. One is a contract role, which is actually not that bad. It's the better pay of the two. The other one is a very easy job. I actually enjoy it. It's just the money is not enough to make, you know, I could survive off alone. And I'm just wondering, do you see something coming through for my greatest and highest good that will actually put me in a position where I won't have to work two jobs?
Yeah. What's the first one again? I didn't quite get that.
I'm a contract. I work in legal. I work in contracts manager, but I am a contractor. It's not permanent position.
What are some of your duties? I don't know what that is.
Reviewing contracts, negotiating contracts, software contracts.
Oh, okay. You mean to tell me you can't mm-hmm. get a better job doing that with more money?
That's what I'm looking and hoping. I actually applied for something yesterday that is dynamic, phenomenal. So I'm hoping to hear something back on that.
Well, you're
but,
definitely
it's very
gonna
competitive.
Get
something.
Really?
Okay.
Well, all I can tell you is you are going to get, you're going to get something like that, and it's going to be pretty good and very positive. And you will get it, and I'd like you to call me back when you do, because it's going to happen. And keep bugging these people, you know, that you're really interested and you really want to do it, and you can do the work, and you're very trained, all that stuff.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Certainly.
That's important. I also pick up something with either a husband or a boyfriend. What's going on?
I'm divorced, long-term divorced. I was dating someone, a lady, and that ended, actually it just recently ended, so I'm very happy that it's over.
When did it end?
Actually, officially, this past weekend.
Okay. Well, she didn't want it to end.
No.
So you might be hearing from her again, but there's two or three other ladies that you will be involved with in the near future, and it's going to be good.
Oh.
I do see you with another lady, you know, if you want that, and it's going to be extremely positive.
Oh, wow. Is it someone that I know? Because there is someone that from my past, I don't think that's it. We never dated, but it was just someone we were getting to know each other. And so I'm just wondering if it's someone I know, will it be someone completely new?
There's both. There's someone you know, and there's someone from the past. So it's
okay.
Both.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
So
actually, it's going to be interesting.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Johnny, did you find Barbara?
Well, I think I'm talking to her right now. I told her that she got disconnected so that she could call back in. Even though we're having technical problems, we do have callers, which is a good thing.
But what happened? I need Barbara.
I know. And you don't have Richard. I know. I'm sorry.
Then how about you talk?
I'll talk to you. Okay. Just so you know,
okay.
I mean, this is. You know, Barbara is, well, we don't know. It doesn't even matter. People don't need to hear about the tech problems. But, you know, I bought a Mega Million ticket myself. And, for the $135 million, if I win, I'm going to get my father on an airplane. And, is what I'm going to do. So because, you know, that way it'll make travel easier for him if he has his own plane. And,
What are you going to get for yourself?
I'm probably going to, here's Barbara. Barbara, you there? Barbara, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I could hear you guys for so long. You could not hear me. And then you said, well, I don't see you there. I looked down again and then it was dropped.
I
called back a couple times, and then you finally put me through
again. Right. Well, I'm sorry,
Barbara. That's wonderful. I needed to talk to you, Barbie. So what's going on now?
Well, I mean, I got those three bookings, and I, you know, worked my ass off, and I don't know very many people down here. Nothing much has changed, really. Those are my highlights. And the two trips.
Well, you know, you're going to have five bookings in the next
January
few months, okay?
1st? Within
I don't
year,
know about
mean?
Time. I think so, yes. Yes.
Okay, good. With the normal income I make with myself and with these extra modeling gigs and things like that, it's very nice. And I'm grateful because it's going really well lately. You know, when you're self-employed, you hit rough patches now and then, of course. Well, I'm not hitting a rough patch right now, and I'm so happy because that's nice that I can travel. And I'm going to go to Mexico for my birthday. You knew that, though.
What? No. What is going on? Why is everybody going to Mexico? Oh, Mexico. That's where your sister is, right?
Well, I'm not going to that part. She's smack dab in the middle of Mexico. I'm going to just cross the border. I live in Huntington Beach, drive a couple hours down. I take the train, really. And then I go across the border and meet my best friend, Kurt. And he and I are going to have a fabulous time having a nice dinner and drinks afterwards in Tijuana.
Oh, is that safe?
Yes.
Well, I didn't even know they had a train, so that's new.
Well, they have a train from Santa Ana, California to San Diego, and then I take a bus to the border. No, that's a train, too. I take a little tram train to the border, cross there, and then I take a cab or a Uber or a Lyft to wherever he lives.
I want to say something. Wow. You know, Dale commented on you know, it being safe. Actually, it's funny that you say that because I have become good friends with this lady that was been trafficked when she was a teenager. It is just so sad and scary. And I'm not going to lie. I always worry about, you know, whenever Barbara travels, I worry about her being heard or somebody, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I do worry about that.
Yeah, I do know because I worry about Tijuana. I would not go there because you never know what's with the cartel. You never know what's going to happen.
One time Barbara was in Germany and I worried myself sick, wondering where she was. And I mean, I know
that you're not her husband.
So wait a minute. Maybe I'm not. But that doesn't mean that I can't care about her. And it does get a little bit over crazy the caring. I mean, it's just, you know. Right.
Well, I left my phone in the car overnight, and he was so concerned because I never do not answer him, and I was in Germany, so he was worried. That was sweet. That was 4 years ago. Can you believe it, Johnny?
Yeah, I know.
Right when I started the show.
So
yeah.
for your birthday, you're going to Tijuana?
Yeah. Well, I'll probably be coming back up on Monday for my birthday dinner with my girlfriends up here in Huntington Beach or Newport Beach.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. All
right. Finally,
so okay,
Dale, because, you know, my plans have been just boring and horrible and nothing and just flopped since I moved here. So this will be good. I'm glad that somebody's helping make the plans this time.
Yeah, that is true.
I deserve friends like that.
I'm waiting on getting my knees radiated and to see if it works. So I got to wait on that, you know. So, and I'm missing Richard terribly, but that's life. So he has to have fun with his son, and that's important.
How long will he be gone?
I have no idea.
Really? Oh, that makes it worse. No, and
because there's dental stuff and all kinds of medical stuff going on. So, you know, I don't know exactly, but we'll see. I talk to him every day, and everything is fine, you know, there that way. But I'm not used to being without him after 8 years.
I know. It's so fortunate to have you guys, though, too. Because when you get up there, I'm sure his family would take care of him, but it's nice to have his best friend do it.
Yeah, that was nice. Okay, do we have another call?
We do. Michelle, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
What a neat place to be calling from. Cheyenne, Wyoming. How beautiful,
yes.
I guess. I've heard that it's absolutely stunning. So what do you do there?
Well, I just changed jobs recently. I worked for the state for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And recently went back into private industry. And I'm working 100% remote job that allows me to move. So I'm in the process of moving right now.
Oh, wait, moving physically? From where to where, though?
Cheyenne, Wyoming to Utah.
Wow, what a big difference. Whoa.
Oh, no, no.
You sure you want to do that?
Well, I debated it, but yes, that's where my family is.
Oh, I guess that's okay. I've been to Utah, and I would pick Cheyenne, Wyoming. But whatever you're doing, you're going to make a lot of money and be very successful. And it's just a matter of time, just a matter of a few months, and you're going to do very well.
I kind of got that feeling. I just, like I said, I had a lot going on, so I wanted to ask the question and kind of get a peek. There's so many moving parts right now.
So what question do you want to ask?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, I already accepted the job. I've already started the job. So, yeah, and I'm very good at what I do. So I have no doubts about that.
Well, let's say you're beyond good. Beyond good. You could work for the United States government and they would appreciate you, okay?
Well, thank you.
So you're beyond good. But I think it's fun to be with family in Utah, and you'll have a lot of good times there.
It may just even be a temporary stop, but it gets me out of a dreadful winter.
Is it bad in Wyoming?
Yes, the wind.
Oh, okay.
The wind.
Never been.
Blizzard.
I haven't been to Wyoming.
Negative 50 degrees with wind chills.
Oh, please, get out of there.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's as bad as Alaska. Oh, my God. I didn't believe it got that cold.
Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Look.
Michigan's the other one.
Yep.
What, Johnny?
Bad. I've heard that.
Where?
Michigan. I've heard Michigan gets cold.
Well, there's a lot of places that get cold. But it's crazy. We're in for weird winters again. I know in Nevada, we had so much snow, we didn't know what to do with it. I mean, it went over the rooftops, and it was incredible, you know. So it was insane, especially like Tahoe. It was unbelievable. All the people that wanted to ski couldn't even. What?
We were pretty lucky last year. As a matter of fact, I can honestly say that this is the first summer that Wyoming has been green at this time of year. Usually it's all prairie grass and dead by this time.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good. When do you leave?
September 2nd.
Okay. I might say this. Are you going by plane or by car?
Driving.
Okay. Be careful. Check out your right front tire. I would get brand new tires unless you already did so. Did you do that yet?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I also want you to check out the oil and service and do everything you need to do. Other than that, you're fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You have a good one, and keep us informed as to what happens, because besides Utah, you're going to be, I know this is crazy, you're going to be going to London and Paris. I don't know what that's for.
Well, part of my grand scheme, I took this job, I negotiated a great deal, and part of it is that I get to work anywhere, as long as I could be back in the United States within 24 hours.
Well, that's no problem. But I do see you going to London and Paris. What I've been turned on lately is Thailand. Have you seen on YouTube anything about Thailand?
Well, actually, I was talking with some relatives about that. And that's
a trip planned
for next year.
Ah, me too. It's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Phuket, certain areas are gorgeous, and there's no crime. And the food prices are like $2, $3, $4, $5. Transportation, nothing. To rent an apartment, anywhere from $300 to $700 a month. It's incredible. That's all I can tell you. All I keep doing is watching YouTube and thinking about Thailand, because I'm from Hawaii, and you know, it's very similar.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about it actually over the last couple of months, so it may be in my future to travel with some family.
It should be in your future to live over there. It's great. It's great. Any place that's that safe. And, you know, they just have a lot going for them. But anyway, think about it. Give us a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye. Barbara.
Yeah.
What do you think about Thailand?
Well, I like the idea, and I also was thinking of where do I want to go? I can go anywhere because Kurt, my friend, he will be soon getting a companion ticket pass for an entire year for me to go. He's choosing me, and because he can only choose one person. He can't choose a person for each different trip. So one person for that year. So I get to choose anywhere in the world. I mean, he's been everywhere. So I could choose anywhere. Where do you think I should go?
Thailand. Go look it up
on
YouTube.
Thailand? Why Thailand?
Why?
So much. I do like the huts in the water. I mean, I know it's beautiful, but what about, like, the Greek islands or, you know, how do I choose?
Okay, big difference. Greek islands cost a fortune. Thailand has beautiful beaches. That's where they filmed the movie The Beach. In Phuket. They have so many little islands there. The food prices are so cheap. I mean, you can get a breakfast for $3, which is eggs, pancakes, bacon, everything, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's incredible. All I can say is look at it on YouTube and put up Thailand and look at all the places. Condos. Yeah, condos. You know, you can rent a condo for $300 for the whole month.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it will.
And
be,
if you look at the
regular vacation, like a week or something.
Well, like the Greek islands, they're expensive. So, you know, and they've been having a lot of problems. So, I don't know.
That's
I mean,
true.
I,
okay.
I, I've been in Paris 4 or 5 times. I love it. But I'm tired of paying all this crazy money when you can go to places that are so cheap and so wonderful and so beautiful.
Okay. Well, you make a very, very good and strong point, and that's the way I would go. I would go to an exotic land that I could, you know, get a lot out of for my money. So thank you.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk to Kurt about it.
It's Thailand is T-H-I Land. Keep in mind, it's a long trip, but it's worth it when you get there. You know, it's
how long
just,
is it?
How oh
long
God,
is that
it's
like?
Long.
That matters. That matters
well, it
to
depends.
Me. I don't like that.
Okay, it depends on how you go. If you go
well,
from
go
Hawaii,
business.
Huh?
He said that most of the planes now, they don't even have first class anymore, so it's like one or the other. So we're always going to go the top. So it'd be like a business class, the best. But
well, fine, but you know, like
companion ticket.
Well, okay,
so,
I'm trying to tell you. Well, if you fly from Hawaii to Taiwan, that is about 7 or 8 hours. And then we delayed, they have a layover of 2 to 3 hours, which you get to see Taiwan. And then you go for another 4 or 5 hours and you're in, you know, Bangkok. So do you know 54 million people a year go to Thailand? Now that's incredible.
Wow.
It's incredible.
I've
and I mean, actually,
Taiwan.
Pardon me?
I've been to Taipei, Taiwan.
Yeah, but it's totally different. Totally different. This is
okay,
where,
good. That makes
you know,
me want to go.
It's white sand beaches as far as the eye can see. And the ocean's incredible. You can go ski doing on, you know, one of those motor bikes on the ocean. You can go sailboating for $10 to $15. That's it.
Ooh, whole, I love that. Wow.
You know,
okay.
That $10. The only thing I don't like is you have to drive on the opposite side of the street. I don't like that. They have motorcycles for rent that are like $10 for the whole month. It's incredible. Just look it up, okay?
Yes, you've been talking about it, so I will. And I wonder if he's already been there, probably. He's been everywhere. And you know what? These mileage plans force people to travel because he's like, I've got to go somewhere. I go, why? Why do you always have to go to some foreign land? Oh, because I've got to, if I don't use these points and these miles, I'm going to lose them. And so they really get on that mileage travel, go, which is great. He's seen the world.
What does he do? What does he do?
He is a talent manager. He's a talent agent, and he's been mine for 27 years. And he's on Facebook. You can see all the bookings. He books people on commercials, a lot of normal-looking people and below average, too. He says it's so funny. It's like he gets calls for people with no teeth, and he has to go find them. And he finds them.
Oh, my God.
And they're making money. And so he just watch TV. It's just, you know, all the normal people booking commercials nonstop that you see all day long on your tube. He's booking those nonstop. So
that's crazy.
He does well. He's self-employed. He works hard. He's going to be selling his agency soon, too, and retiring, you know, in his mid-50s. So that's good.
How old? Oh, I was going to say, is there talk of a relationship with you and him?
Well, he is gay.
Oh. Guess not. Okay.
Although he does want to marry me, and I don't know why. I said why. I mean, he doesn't want to do any touching, but so probably business or who knows why. But
you don't
I mean,
want to marry a gay guy.
He loves me so much as his best friend. No, I mean, I don't need to settle for a gay guy, do I, Dale?
No. Okay.
I don't think so.
What's your next caller? What's the next caller, Johnny?
Gabby, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is my first time.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Where are you calling from?
Stephenville, Texas. It's like an hour 3 hours away from Dallas.
Okay. All right. Well, number one, basically, I picked up you either changing jobs or wanting to change jobs. I pick up a move. I pick up you traveling or wanting to travel. I pick up you getting or having to get a dog or something with a dog. I pick up you being quite happy. So what's going on?
Well, I've just been pretty unhappy lately because just there's just been a lot of things going on. And I just feel like I need a vacation because I'm in a group home.
What's a group home, sweetie?
Well, it's a place where people that like, have special needs or intellectual disabilities, and they live in a big like group house to learn how to live on their own. And I live in one of those group homes. This is like my second group home. And I have been living in Steamville for like 3 years. And
okay, but what's your question, sweetie?
Well, the question is, I want to know, will I move out and live on my own?
Yes. Yes. You're getting ready. They're preparing you. So
okay,
that's good.
I just want to know when, because I'm just kind of, it's driving me crazy.
Within the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
And stay where you're at, because they're really training you to do things that are good. Okay. And you need that.
Okay.
So you'll be very positive. And why don't you take up some classes or do something, you know, with classes. Other than that, you'll be fine.
Okay. I have been taking sewing classes and everything, learning how to cook and everything. So I think
great.
That's the upside.
Yes, you could end up being very good at it. You know,
yeah, and
getting
I'm also
your own
soap opera
trailer
writer.
And actually, you know, doing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm also a soap opera writer. I write soaps. I'm not like a daytime writer. I just kind of write before my mom does, she called the next Shonda Rhimes.
I have never, ever talked to someone who does soap opera writing, but that's cool. But with the writer's strike, it's not very good. Anyway, thank you for calling, sweetie. You're going to be fine. So just hang in there, okay?
Thanks. You have a good weekend.
Okay. Barbara, you want to give a shout-out, please, with all the phone numbers?
Yes. Yes. By the way, you were quite on point and very intuitive today, Dale. I noticed many times in the conversations. Yes. So thank you for taking care of our listeners once again. And everybody get your pencil out, because I'm going to give you Dale Shear's direct line to call this week, next week, for your private reading. It is 808-372-1816. And you can also visit her website at daleshears.com, daleshears.com, to find out more, order her books, and also visit our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness, and you will find Psychic Dale Shear's playlist on there of wonderful meditative, different scenario type meditation tapes. And they're free to you, so please use that tool, everybody. And they're absolutely professionally done and fabulous, narrated and written by yours truly, Psychic Dale Shear. So, hey, did anybody call you for a private reading this last week? I know we had two callers that said they were going to.
Actually, people just been asking, that was it, but I haven't, no. No.
Okay, well, but anyway, you're there. You're there for them if they need you. So take advantage of it and book your appointment. Find out what exciting things are going to happen in your life this summer. So okay. Thank you for listening.
And
Johnny,
let's hope.
Didn't hear much from
you. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
And let's hope that Richard will show up next Friday. We'll see. Okay?
Yes. Please come back soon, Richard, but enjoy your time with your son and family. Okay, everybody, aloha, and have a fabulous weekend.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha. Good night.